News 18 Drive Through with Shayoni Iyer. Cruise with the news.
It's Friday and it's drama, drama, drama in the news today. I'm Shayoni Iyer and today on Drive Through, a new debate in DC. And it's not about Ukraine, Syria, or even impeachment. So what's Donald Trump done this time?
We're going to do the 46th G7 summit June 10th through June 12th at the Trump National Doral facility in Miami, Florida.
That was Mick Mulvaney, the acting White House chief of staff, saying that the U.S. plans to host next year's G7 summit at a resort owned by President Donald Trump. So the world's top leaders and their entourages all flying down to Trump's resort. I mean, besides anything else, the publicity alone would be worth millions of dollars. Trump's chief of staff, however, thinks the Trump name is the most recognizable name in the English language. And he actually said that. I'm not paraphrasing anything. And so it's silly to talk about him profiting from this in any way.
Donald Trump's brand is probably strong enough as it is, and he doesn't need any more help on that.
In fact, the Trump brand is so, so strong, apparently, that the man himself is above any petty desires like wealth or riches.
I'm not going to make any money. I don't want to make money. I don't care about making money.
So he says. But the decision basically means foreign governments would be paying President Trump's private businesses in order to conduct business with the United States. Even some of Trump's strongest supporters could not bring themselves to justify this move. Here's Fox News analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano.
He has bought himself an enormous headache now with the choice of this. This is about as direct and profound a violation of the Emoluments Clause as one could create.
This is not just conflict of interest. It's conflict of interest in all caps, tweeted out at 3 a.m. The Ayodhya hearing was wrapped up in 40 days, but the drama is far, far from over. Six Muslim parties have come out and accused a member of the mediation panel of conspiring with the Sunni Waqf Board to try and withdraw the Muslim claim on the disputed land. So what happened yesterday in the last few hours of the hearing was that the Sunni Waqf Board chief put forward a last-minute proposal that the Waqf Board would give up its claim to the land if the government agreed to certain conditions. The rest of the Muslim parties were, and I'm putting this mildly, caught by surprise. They put out a statement today saying, no way, the Sunni Waqf Board chairman is acting on his own. We are definitely not withdrawing any claims. In fact, they said Sriram Panchu, a member of the mediation panel that the Supreme Court had appointed, was working with the Sunni Waqf Board chief, who they said had fought with his own lawyer. Phew, it gets more complicated. The rest of the Waqf Board apparently had no clue about the withdrawal offer made by its chairman. Listen to the CEO of the Sunni Waqf Board, S.M. Shoaib.
Whatever is coming, that is coming through media. So I really don't have any knowledge about it. Since there is no letter has been issued from my side.
But when it comes down to it, it's not like the Hindu side is completely united either. The Nirvani Akhara told the court a couple of days ago that it is the only true custodian of the Ramlalla. That essentially pits it against the Nirmohi Akhara for one, which claims the same thing. So whichever way the verdict goes in November, with both sides divided amongst themselves, that verdict is unlikely to be the last word. And weekend drama in the UK. The British Parliament votes on Saturday on the Brexit proposal hammered out by Boris Johnson and the EU. Can Boris Johnson succeed where Theresa May failed three times? Because getting the EU to agree to a Brexit is not the hard part. Getting the British Parliament to back it is. And the British Prime Minister knows that only too well.
I hope very much now, speaking of elected representatives, that my fellow MPs in Westminster do now come together to get Brexit done, to get this excellent deal over the line and to deliver Brexit without any more delay so that we can focus on the priorities of the British people. Now is the moment for us to get Brexit done.
Johnson needs 320 votes, a simple majority to get his Brexit deal through Parliament. The biggest opposition party, the Labour Party, which has 244 MPs, says they won't back it. Even with some fancy footwork on the rest, the best Boris Johnson can possibly hope for is to squeak through somehow. He's already had 7 defeats in a row in parliamentary votes. That's historic in itself. Will he break his own record? And away from all of these political movers and shakers, consider this. A man in Oklahoma was arrested in August for possession of cocaine. He pleaded guilty, and last week he was sentenced to 15 years in jail. Just as he started that jail term, lab test reports showed that the white powder that the cops had found in his bag wasn't cocaine. It was milk powder. It's Friday night. Stay cool, stay safe. I'm Shaini Iyer. Have a good weekend.
News 18, Drive-Thru with Shaini Iyer. Cruise with the news.